You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. With reckless driving making for dire conditions, local officials want people to know it's not just a City of Milwaukee problem. County leaders gathered yesterday to announce what are called traffic calming measures in five suburbs. Those singled out and seeing different efforts include Greendale, Tosa, West Allis, Shorewood, and South Milwaukee. Temporary traffic setups include lighted pedestrian crossings, speed radar displays, and median islands designed to protect walkers and slow drivers. Officials say they'll study driver behavior over 5 weeks to refine permanent safety solutions. What made Milwaukee famous could end up costing you more. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin met with Milwaukee business owners yesterday to discuss what they say are rising costs from President Trump's tariffs. A representative from Lakefront Brewery warned beer prices could jump 25 to 50 cents per case due to aluminum taxes, noting imported hops and malt face similar pressures. How much have state agencies spent on DEI efforts? Joanne Krulatz has more.
Republican-ordered audits have found that Wisconsin state agencies and the University of Wisconsin system didn't track total spending on diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts. The audit found that neither UW nor the 15 state agencies that were examined specifically tracked how much they spent on DEI efforts in the 2023-24 fiscal year. However, the audit estimates that tens of millions of dollars were spent on such initiatives. Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss has pledged to end diversity efforts in state government, saying that such initiatives are cancerous and that he wants a society that is truly colorblind.
And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
A bad night for the Brew Crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers' first night back at home, and they lose to the Tigers 9-1. Detroit was up 9-0 by the fifth inning. Pat Murphy says the Crew didn't lose like this last year.
Yeah, this is the fourth time we've been blown out in 17 games. We didn't get blown out four times in 162, I don't think. But this is the fourth time in 17 games, so that is concerning.
NBA, the Bucks getting ready for the playoffs. They face the Pacers Saturday at noon. Head coach Doc Rivers on how the team looks heading into that best of seven series.
I like some of the things we're doing. I actually think we need the week of practice. I really do. I think we can really hone in on some stuff that we want to do, especially with Giannis handling the ball more. There's some things we feel like we need to get better, and I think we can do that.
The Phoenix Suns have fired head coach Mike Budenholzer. After just one season, they finished with a disappointing record of 36-46. Budenholzer led the Bucks to an NBA championship in 2021. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Not sure if he slept in a tent or mud wrestled, but political rock star Bernie Sanders did make an appearance at Coachella over the weekend. The senator from Vermont took the stage to a huge response from the crowd before introducing Claro and complimenting her on her activism. Sanders then performed an 18-minute guitar solo before smashing the instrument and kicking over the drums before exiting the stage and telling the crowd to off. Amy Lou Wood is lashing out at Saturday Night Live for going too far by making fun of her teeth. The White Lotus actress was no stranger to attention she received regarding her choppers, but said she was disappointed and called the teasing unfunny and mean. SNL cast member Sarah Sherman wore even bigger, exaggerated teeth. The sketch is available on YouTube if you want to judge for yourself. Despite the risk of getting vomited on or having a soda thrown at them, audiences still continued to flood theaters to see the Minecraft movie. It was tops at the box office for the second week in a row. According to Variety, the film showed an impressive hold in its second week, with the crowd size diminishing by only 50% in its impressive second week. The film is now at $281 million domestically and $550 million globally. Minecraft was the only movie that was not a new release in the top five. Coming in at second place was the religious film King of Kings, which brought in almost $20 million just a week before. before Easter. 20th Century Fox's The Amateur came in third place with $15 million. A24's Warfare came in fourth place with a take of about $8.5 million. The film received rave reviews from critics and is beyond intense. And the thriller Drop came in fifth place with $7.5 million at the gate. In case you're scoring at home, the movie with the worst critic score was in first place, and four critics' darlings rounded out the top five. Actor Mickey Rourke has been asked to leave the show Celebrity Big Brother due to behavior resembling that of Mickey Rourke. That entails using offensive language and mistreatment of others. First, Rourke used threatening and aggressive language toward a fellow housemate, and that was after he had already been warned for inappropriate homophobic comments to fellow contestant JoJo Siwa. And he always seems so well-adjusted. When Roger Ebert really liked a film, he would say two big thumbs up. That makes sense on two fronts. My latest Pete pick is Warfare, a film about a platoon of Navy SEALs on a surveillance mission in Iraq that goes horribly wrong. It has a group of young actors who portray soldiers dealing with real-life war trauma. The film is written and directed by Iraq veteran Ray Mendoza. It's hard to watch at times, but the excellent direction makes Warfare the best war film I've ever seen. My thumbs aren't as big as Roger Ebert's, so I will say two medium thumbs up. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Windy with a mix of clouds and sunshine today. We'll get to the mid to upper 40s for a high this afternoon. The wind northwest gusting to around 35. Tonight, clear, upper 20s to around 30 for a low. Tomorrow, sunny with highs in the upper 40s to low 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.